The head of the World Health Organization said Wednesday the number of cases of infection with the new coronavirus in China has stabilized, but that apparent slowdown in the epidemic spread should be viewed with extreme caution. At the end of the two-day meeting on research and innovation into measures to tackle the new viral outbreak, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that his organization fears outbreaks in countries with weaker health care systems than China.
Our greatest fear remains the damage this coronavirus could do in a country like DRC. Even as the flames of one outbreak begin to die down, we're fighting another fire front.
Meanwhile, the Provincial Health Commission in Hubei Province, the epicenter of the outbreak, announced Thursday that the number of deaths rose by a number more than twice the prior provincial record. President Donald Trump has praised Attorney General William Barr for withdrawing the sentence recommendation for a convicted Trump confidant, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump says Attorney General William Barr and others at the Justice Department were right to pull back the 7 to 9 year sentence recommendation for Trump's good friend, Roger Stone.
You have murderers and drug addicts, they don't get 9 years. 9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Stone was found guilty of lying to Congress, obstructing Congress, and witness tampering. In protest, the four prosecutors resigned from the case. One also quit the Justice Department. Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee March 31st after Democrats on the panel questioned if he has misused the criminal justice system for political purposes. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And back to the coronavirus. Several U.S. states said new coronavirus test kits did not work, while others said that they were reliable as the United States tries to speed up testing for virus cases. This is VOA News. Italy's Senate voted Wednesday to